Welcome to Living Orthodoxy, an invitation to a deeper life in Christ, a podcast of St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, dedicated to connecting the liturgical and spiritual life of the Orthodox parish with the life of the Orthodox home, presenting the weekly homilies of our parish pastors, Father Noah Buscelli and Father James Thayer, as well as discussions of the liturgical year and Orthodox life and practice by Justin Gold and Jeff Hyatt.
Today in the Gospel, with the story of the, as the Gospel says, certain man, speaking in our human language, very commonly, he got lucky. He won a lottery, millions of dollars. And the Gospel says, what happens to him? When we think about this, this man is no different than average person as we are here. We all struggle this on the other way with financial challenges, let's say this way. So we always think a little money will be a good help. But what happens when the money is more than little? It's another extreme. Usually, we think how we will spend the money, what we can buy, how we can invest, a variety of things. But what we do not think is how this money will affect our soul, my character, my personality. See, most people don't think that way. And as the Gospel says, it reveals a certain vanity or emptiness of soul of this man. When he got the news that he would be very rich, he thought to himself, what I will do with that, how I will invest. It's a very good point. The man refers to his own thoughts, but does not converse with God. Simply saying, he was probably a good citizen, going as we today to church or to temple. But the moment when he was challenged, he actually forgets God, he goes on the side, and he speaks to himself, what I will do with my great life now. And when the Gospel says that our vision of life is not the same as the vision of life in the eyes of God. And here's the message. The Gospel says that he was not rich in God. What does it mean? In simple words, saying being rich in God is getting yourself spiritually alive. The moment we refer to Holy God within our heart, we awake our spirit. We have conversation with the Holy God and great reverence, great respect to Him. And whatever happens in our life, we refer to Him. God, tell me or lead my way or help me to make right decisions, to help me to manage whatever happens in my life. See, when something bad happens, oh, we know God. God, help me. I am in trouble. But when something good happens, we don't need God anymore. Why such a change? That shows simply how shallow is our spiritual life, how shallow is our connection to God. And the message is, we should try to establish, no matter good or bad, whatever the time is, whatever the events of life are, establish a good connection between your spirit and the spirit of God. And I would like to bring a few fragments from St. Seraphim of Sarov, small booklet, but very essential. have this holy ascetic, being a monk, but he gives us some example about establishing that good spiritual foundation which we should have always within us. One should nourish the soul with the Word of God, for the Word of God, as St. Gregory the Theologian says, is angelic bread. It's a very nice word here. They call the Word of God angelic bread, like a food, but food for your soul, by which are nourished souls that hunger for God. If you have a person or yourself struggling how to find God, how I can bring him closer to me, here is the word through the Holy Scripture. Most of all, one should occupy oneself with reading the New Testament and Psalter, which one should do standing up. From this, there occurs an enlightenment in the mind, which is changed by divine change. He points to New Testament and Psalms. Why so important? Because Jesus Christ in New Testament is the top fulfillment of entire scriptures. The true Messiah, the living God, came into the world with the messages of salvation for us. Not the prophets anymore, but God himself. And that's why New Testament is the most essential, the most powerful book we should start reading. And Psalms, even if this is the Old Testament, but the soul of the prophet was so advanced spiritually that the words he spoke, many of them were prophetical about Messiah, but many of them were simply expression of the believing soul. There is a conversation between the man who believes in God and God himself. And when we read the Psalms, we see that very often that character of conversation, very often. The point is, when we read those words of prayers, try to read them not like somebody else is saying something about his life, but bring them closer to yourself and try to make those words of the Holy Prophet as your own words. Find those fragments which refer to your life situation and pray from there. This is how we establish a very close connection. You're not a stranger anymore, but you are one of those divine children of God who communicate with him. And the prophets just give us example how to do it. One should habituate oneself in this way so that the mind might, as it were, swim in the Lord's law. It is under the guidance of this law that one should direct one's life. Habituate, to get that habit. It's very important, because if we read the Gospel or Bible once a while, there's how many messages comes to our mind, how our heart is being affected. Very seldom. We live in the world today being extremely challenged by external media, TV, internet, you know, computers, everything. But what is there? Everything there refers to our physicality, to materialism, sensuality, everything connected with material world. So we got those messages all the time. They come to our mind, and through our mind, they affect our spirit. Now imagine how much vanity it creates in us. We want it or we don't want it. It is beyond our control. It's simply your subconscious how it works. So whatever you put to your mind, it becomes your personality. Simple and plain like that. Knowing this, yes, we should force ourselves to struggle for different lifestyle. Limit the messages of the world, which only may create a lot of confusion in you, and open the book, the Holy One, the source of the life of your soul. And thus, through your mind, your soul will be affected. And this is what he says further. It is very profitable to occupy oneself with reading the Word of God in solitude and to read the whole Bible intelligently, so have the wise approach. For one such occupation alone, apart from good deeds, the Lord will not leave a person without his mercy, but will fill him with the gift of understanding. It is not to us to explain how it works. Once we enter to the practical performance of those habits, good habits, as Saint Ascetic says, the God will give his grace. I do not know how the faith works. I just can experience that it works. And when a man nourishes his soul with the Word of God, there is realized in him an understanding of what is good and what is evil. Only the Word of God, when we read it, gives us that kind of Christian awareness of our reality, awareness of our life, how fragile it is. Also gives us the awareness that we are human beings, and we are human beings actually first like a spiritual, and our body or body life is temporal. We live only for a while in this world. What stays is our spirit, which actually we neglect the most. The reading of the Word of God should be performed in solitude. He repeats this again. In order that the whole mind of the reader may be plunged into the truth of the Holy Scripture, and that from this he might receive warmth, which in solitude produces tears. From this a man is wholly warmed and is filled with spiritual gifts, which rejoice the mind and heart more than any word. Solitude. There is a time in your daily activity when you can find your space. I'm not talking internet, I'm talking your space at home, where you truly can be alone and open the scripture, nothing and nobody bothering you. Find that time of the day, of the night, evening, morning, whatever it is suiting your schedule of the day. But find that time to create your own space. So when you can have scripture, silence, and as he says, plunge into, immerse yourself into the words you read. You don't have to read from page 1 to 100. It's not about how much you read. You can read from verse 1 to verse 2, but you find the word which refers to your current situation and start to think about this deeply. This is how we immerse ourselves deeply in understanding of the messages which come to us from the Holy God through the scripture by the hands of the holy prophets. See, if we just read a book or read something, and what usually happens, we read, and in our thought, we already try to reach what I will do next. So we only touch the surface, and we go to other activity. For what? What is our rush about? We miss the most important part. Create that space. Create that time that you may stop and think about this moment. That is what is the most essential, most important in your life. That's what the gospel message is today about. Find that moment. Find your soul. Now you become spiritually alive. You will discover a different reality about yourself, how you think about life. See, we live in a very uncertain world. Nothing is guaranteed. Money can buy you things, but cannot guarantee anything. Safety, life, health. It's not with the money. Other things come with the God. You know, recent events, people were killed in Las Vegas. You may judge them saying, oh, these people went for the entertainment, sinners or something. No, the average people like us, having a vacation time, but something unexpected happened. Exactly like the message of the gospel says, you do not know the time when your soul may be taken away from you. Here you have a people in Texas, holy community, you know, people in church like me today. What happened? Another tragedy. Another question. Why? God doesn't protect us? He does. But it's again a very strong message. We don't know the spiritual condition of the community here or there or other people. We cannot judge that. We cannot judge. But what we can get out of that is a message. Again, nothing is guaranteed. Nothing. That whatever we may think, whatever plans we create for next hour after church, next day tomorrow, a week or a year ahead of us, all of this is good. But the Apostle Paul says, whenever you create your plans, always say, God willing, I will do this. God willing, I will travel over there. God willing, I will accomplish that. So always reserve that little space in your heart for that unknown. Because that unknown is present always with us. Do you know what will happen in 1 hour from now? I know, I go eat some dinner. That's not about that. We drive, we walk, things do happen, unknown. Have that space in your heart for that unknown and approach your life very carefully with the humble mind and prayer inside your heart. See? Have a good hope, have a joy of life, but always protect that feeling and connection with the Spirit of God. May God bless you.